T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Dr. Russo, we are now starting the cold and flu season, and some are worried about overlapping symptoms with COVID-19 and if this will affect their availability for work, school, and other activities, and then also the costs of tests. What are your thoughts about this, and how should people go about kind of diagnosing their symptoms and deciding, okay, I really do need to get a test in this instance?
Well, let me just back up a second, Brendan. And I think it's absolutely critical every year, but particularly this year with so much COVID around, to get your flu shot. Please get that shot before Halloween, because getting the combination of flu and COVID could be actually worse than getting either disease alone. And neither disease alone is particularly good. And it will pose another set of problems as well, in terms of testing, and obviously pose significant problems with absences from school, work, et cetera.
And then as far as overlapping symptoms, what are your thoughts on that, and how employers, employees, students, schools should go about kind of diagnosing and figuring out when to go get a test?
There's a huge overlap of symptoms between influenza and COVID. Both are upper respiratory tract infections. Both could give you fever, cough, aches, headache. The one symptom that is maybe somewhat distinguishing for COVID is loss of taste and smell, but occasionally that can occur with influenza as well. So as a result, the only way to determine if you have one or the other or both is through testing. And obviously testing costs money, and there's certain logistics in terms of getting that done as well.
Right, and that's kind of the big deal. I mean, there's people, and myself included, have spent quite a considerable amount of money on testing. Do you think that the government, the federal government, or the state government's approach should be to increase the availability of testing and make it more financially viable for many members of the community?
I strongly support that. Influenza like COVID is a major public health problem. And just really to put this in perspective, all this discussion, well, COVID is, just like the flu, which as we know is not the case, but the flu is a deadly disease that in a given year could kill tens of thousands of people. So obviously we want to do everything we can to go ahead and prevent it via vaccination. And if individuals develop symptoms, go ahead and test them as soon as possible and have a system in place where they're not discouraged from getting tested, both to minimize exposure to others if they're positive, and we have medication and pills that could be taken if diagnosed very early on, which will curtail and minimize the days that one is sick with influenza as well. And so getting inexpensive, available testing or free testing as soon as possible would be greatly beneficial from a public health point of view.
And so at this point, your message is still, though, you just got to bite the bullet and get the tests in order to kind of make sure you're keeping everyone safe, though.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if someone develops symptoms and, hopefully, we'll be able to tamp down this flu season if we could get, as many people as possible to get vaccinated. And again, the target date is no later than Halloween. However, like our COVID vaccines, our flu vaccines are not perfect. We are going to have some individuals, I suspect this year, unfortunately, that will get flu. And if you develop any sort of upper respiratory tract symptoms, I think, you know, you need to stay home from work, get tested as soon as possible. And unfortunately, I think individuals are going to need tests for both influenza and COVID to sort out what's going on.
And just kind of off topic a little bit, but just talk about the state of the pandemic in Buffalo and Western New York at the moment. How are you viewing things?
Yeah. Unfortunately, though, much of the country is now on the back end of this Delta wave, and cases are going down, particularly in the southern states that were hit first. In several of the northeastern and upper Midwestern states, the Delta wave cases are either going up or they're stagnating at plateau. Here in Western New York, we've really had a prolonged stagnation in this plateau. We have not turned the corner. Hospitalizations are still up. Cases are still up. I'm hoping that we'll be able to turn the corner soon, but we're just not there yet. We have still a lot of disease in the community. This pandemic, or at least this wave of Delta, is not over here yet in Western New York. And albeit if you're vaccinated, you're, you know, largely protected from getting severe disease and hospitalization. There's still a number of people out there, particularly the unvaccinated, they're getting severely ill and landing in hospital. And so even though there's a sense when you go out now that we're almost in pre-pandemic mode, unfortunately, particularly for the unvaccinated, that is not the case. You're still at significant risk, and you need to be cautious and, you know, try to avoid high-risk situations. And I can't encourage enough, if you're yet to be vaccinated, please do so. And that's really going to be the trick for us finally getting out of this mess.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.